There is a place, unfortunately, we have to visit today. It prefigures all the events and the gospel stories and our scripture readings today. It is a place that we call Egypt. Where is your Egypt? Egypt for us is a place of exile. It's a place of persecution. It's a place of slavery and sin. It is a place of false gods and false kings. It is a place that is built and founded on fear. Pharaoh, fearful that the people of God were growing in such numbers that he had to oppress them in order to control them. He said that they were growing so large and so vast that if an enemy tried to overcome them, what if they went to their side? We would be at a loss and defeated. So let us oppress them. Let them force them into work and to labor. Let us use them for our benefit, but let us enslave them in sin. But we know that the Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord is the deliverer. The Lord comes to deliver them from their fears, from their anxieties, from their oppression, from their slavery. God comes, he is freedom, and he comes to save his people from their sins. But he needed to bring upon them a cause, a reason to leave, because even though they were oppressed, they wanted to remain in Egypt. And so when even the Lord sends the prophet Moses to give them the good news, God is coming. Gather your belongings. God is going to free us from Pharaoh, from this land of Egypt, and he's going to bring us into a land flowing with milk and honey. God is going to be our deliverer, and he is going to be our provider. He will set us free, and he will take care of all our needs. And when Moses came to propose to them what God had proposed, they said, no. No. We want to remain in Egypt. So in order to get the people's attention, the Lord has to give them one plague after another, another plague after another, to help them to realize, to come to their senses, that they're enslaved and they were created free. And it took all those plagues before Pharaoh says, I give up, and before the people said, I want to leave. But even in the desert, when God was providing for them, they were busybodies. They were complaining. They were casting division. Oh, how we come to this desert to die. God can't provide for us. He has abandoned us. Oh, remember when we were in Egypt, all those flesh pots. Remember the leeks, the tomatoes, the potatoes. They have forgotten their slavery. They wanted to stay in Egypt. And God delivered them time and time and time again. Well, guess what? You and I are reliving that story. You and I are exiles. This is not our home. This is our Egypt. Here we're enslaved by this world. We're captivated by a beauty that's fading and fleeting. We are so happy with our flesh pots and our potatoes and our leeks. This place is dying. It's Egypt. The Lord says, out of Egypt, I have called my son. My children, I have delivered you. Don't want to stay in Egypt. And so the Lord says, I have to give you wars and resurrections and insurrections. I got to give you all these things to get you to come to your senses, to realize this is not our home. And just like the people of Israel said, Lord, I need to follow you to the land flowing of milk and honey. The Lord is showing us that these things must pass in order to get us to come to our senses and to say, we don't belong here. We're citizens with the saints of heaven. We're members of a household of God. This is not our home. This is our exile. Our birthplace is in heaven. The Lord says, I am coming. Persevere in your prayer. I hear you crying to me. But that day, you don't know the day. You don't know the time. You don't know the place. Just know, it's sufficient to know that I love you and I will come back and save you once again to take you to where I am so that while I am in heaven, you will always reign and remain for all eternity.